If someone is going to pick up a heavy load and move it from one place to another place, you'd say he's going to do what to it? Let's say he doesn't have any wheels, he's just going to do this all by himself.
Gonna lug it.
Lug it?
Yeah. Or carry it, that would mean lug it across the street. Mm-hmm. Lug it out to the storeroom.
Let's say that on the table there, something is placed, a lot of pins and dangerous things in, and some little children come in, and you see one of them with his hand poised right above it. What might you shout to him?
Don't bother that. You might get stuck.
Mm-hmm. And let's say there's something there that he can disturb and mess up. What would you tell him if he's got his finger all the way open?
Don't mess that up.
Did you ever say don't touch it?
Yes, don't touch that.
In basketball, when the ball goes through the hoop, you say the team has scored a what?
A basket.
And in football, you score 6 points when you cross what?
Goal line.
Have you ever heard that called a rule?
No, I can't say that I have.
I heard that once, and I don't remember just where.
I believe it would have been a foreigner that would have used the word, an alien in this country or someone.
Could be a New England man. Like, or somebody who put the word moved west in that New England migration into the Western Reserve and into Michigan. I heard it as a boy, my older people there, a ghoul.
Ghoul.
To me that means something entirely different. What do you call that game that men play with clubs and little round white balls?
Golf.
If we're going to move something and you pick up your end and you see me there standing with my hands not knowing what to do, what would you tell me to do?
Get a hold of it.
And then we get where we want to go? You want me to take my hands away and let it fall?
Let go or set it down.
Did you ever say turn loose?
No, I was just thinking as you asked these questions. It's funny how some people's minds use phrases differently. If I were to use the word let it loose, it's as if I was trying to take something from someone or from a child and holding on, didn't want to let go. Let it loose is as if he was holding and didn't want to let go.
He was resisting.
Resisting. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Let it loose. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't say let it loose, I'd say turn loose. Turn loose.
That would be if he were resisting. Let's say we're going someplace and you start off in advance and I get all excited. I probably say, it's all right, just take it easy. I'll stand here and don't rush.
Don't get in a hurry.
Don't get in a hurry because I'll stand here and